Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be talking about a subject that's been near and dear to my heart for most of my life. And I know for many of you listening, you're going to have the same kind of feel. What is it about? Well, it is about communicating with people on the other side. How can we recognize that they are maybe trying to reach out to us? Do you want to know about that? Is it something you've experienced? Are you afraid to talk about it because maybe you think someone's going to make fun of you? Or do you sometimes think you're just plain nuts? Well, I want you to know you're not crazy. I've had a number of experiences of my own. My guest today, Joseph M. Higgins, is a medium himself. And we're going to be talking about his fascinating book, Hello. Anyone home? Hi, Joseph. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Donna. Thanks for having me on.
I loved your title, Hello, Anybody Home, Anyone Home. I really think that your title is very, very clever. And you have been involved in mediumship for, well, most of your life. And you've worked hard at this. Jill, when did you decide that this was going to be your work? And what is it that made you comfortable with it? I've got a friend who is so talented, and she's terrified, absolutely terrified of her mediumship skills. Why is it that it was so comfortable for you?
I think it's, you know, we run into a lot of people in our lives that do have some type of connection, and some people decide not to develop it because they're nervous or they're afraid of it. In my situation, I've always been curious about everything. I love to read. I love to learn about new things. I'm very curious and fascinated, and I love the sciences. And so I like always trying to figure things out, and I always have since I was a child. I think probably about 15 years ago, you continue to read stories about people that, you know, we should do what we love, do things that, you know, that make us happy and not always get caught up in the regular working a career just for the money and things. But we have to be realistic also. So I started to plan about 15 years ago saying, you know, this is where I want to be eventually. So I started to make my plans to be able to work towards being able to write my books, do workshops, and travel around and talk to people. And I finally got to that, you know, part of my life where I can actually wake up every morning and say, hey, I love what I do. This is what I'm here for, try to help people understand what's going on and bring some healing. And, you know, you can't beat it if you do something you love every day, right?
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. Now, one of the things that you've just mentioned that I think is especially significant, you were curious. Not only that, but you were willing to read. You were willing to inquire, to think, to become what I would call an excellent facilitator of information. There was one of my mentors, his name was Reverend Humble. He was a trance medium, and I had the good fortune of working with him and interacting with him for over 10 years. And this gentleman really battled becoming a trance medium. He was brought up in a spiritualist household where this was nothing new or anything unusual. And he had some very profound experiences, but he had said, hey, I don't want it, like most, you know, people will. But he found that there were some very profound experiences that he said, just like you, I want to do it. But one of the things that he emphasized over and over and over again was you must be willing to educate yourself. You must be willing to learn, because those on the other side that are trying to communicate through you or communicate to you are going to use what you have in the way of vocabulary, images, etc., they're going to use that as part of their processing for communication. Now, I know that has been very true in my life. Is that true with you as well? Do you find that this is something that enables your communication capacity with those on the other side easier?
Yes, that's absolutely true. It's a two-way street. We are learning. We have a responsibility to continue to learn, and they learn on the other side. It's like learning a new language. So we have to do our homework. They're doing their homework so that we can meet somewhere in the middle. So it's an ongoing educational process for doing mediumship, and I think people that want to facilitate their gifts to a greater length are going to have to put the time in. And, you know, like the old saying, nothing's easy, but it is an ongoing process of learning and practicing and dedication of time.
I agree with that. And I think that that is something that many people don't realize, that if you want to develop any skill, whether it is this skill, learning the piano, writing, speaking, it doesn't make any difference. It is something you have to work with on a consistent basis. Now, your book, you have much information that is channeled through you that enabled you to convey information about those communicating on the other side to individuals. And you and I both have had a number of experiences, I know many of my listeners have had, where people will say, well, my mother, my dad, my brother, my dog, the somebody in another country came through, said certain things to me, and I'm very much aware this is what I need to do, blah, 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 so on and so forth. We've had experiences like that. With this experience, there's also been the other side. And the other side of the coin, I will say, is what some people call the darker side. And I've known people that have been so frightened by what they perceive as something that's not positive, it's not good, and they, for whatever purposes, it's been attracted to them. Has this ever happened to you, Joseph?
It has. I have had contact with other entities of not the highest and best light, as they say. But I was in the process of learning how to deal with those entities, and so I did have some experience with them. When I do my mediumship, I do not allow them to come through. I have guides and protectors. I say prayers for protection. And so I do have a form of protection when I do my work. Some people have a tendency to have some of these entities come into their lives, and they don't know how to deal with it. Sometimes they bring them upon themselves. Other times they might just be victims of a location they're in or other people that are around them. But there are ways of protecting yourself, and prayer is one of the highest things.
I think prayers, intention, all of that makes a difference. I'll share just a story about a friend, a very dear friend. She's passed over now, but a wonderful woman who found that there was this energy, this male energy that was around her. And I remember when she called me about it, and I said, well, if you don't like this person, you just make sure that you let them know you don't want them to be there. You don't have to go through this. But what occurred is that this is her first real experience with what we would call maybe a demonstration, a manifestation of an energy. Even though she didn't want this person, she was still curious. She was still fascinated. So she was dealing with this duality in her own thinking. And it continued to impress itself upon her and almost tried to dominate her until finally she realized she really didn't want this person there. And she had to become very firm and very, very strong until finally it disappeared. It stepped away from her. But I think lots of times people don't realize that they have this part of themselves that's not unlike a curious child. What is this here?
Exactly.
What would you recommend to someone that finds himself in a situation where they go, wow, this is really interesting. I don't like it, but I'm curious.
Well, I think the first thing is, like you just said, that this particular person was fascinated with it. And that fascination is drawing that entity in. A lot of times these entities will feed off your fear of your anxiousness, of your thoughts about them. And the more you give them that type of energy, the more they're going to be around. The best thing you can do is say, listen, I know you're here. I don't want you around. I'm going to go about my life, and you can have fun, do whatever you want, but I still have to go about my life and my relationships. And they'll basically get bored with you. I mean, that's one of the steps. It's hard to ignore them, but you really want to try to ignore them. And the best way to do it from our side is just to say, all right, I realize you're here. I'm not going to ignore the fact of that reality, but I know you're here, but I'm not going to deal with you because I have other responsibilities on this plane. I have my work, my relationships, my families, which are more important than you are. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to surround you with the white light of love, God, and I'm going to let them take care of you, and it's up to you to make your own decision. And what happens with that is you're inviting in extra help from the other side, from the good side, as you might want to say. And they will, once you invite that help in, they'll step in and they will help you with this particular type of entity. So it's a two-way street. You know, if you have bad, there's also good over there. So, you know, if you're not sure about the whole deal and you realize there's something not too good around you, you have to remember there's a balance. If there's something bad, then you can call in the good. So use that balance and try not to be too fascinated with that connection because that in itself, like I said, will continue to give the entity energy. And we see this sometimes when kids are playing with a Ouija board or something like that. They invite things in that they have no idea about.
Oh, I concur with that. I mean, I've known people that have had some very interesting experiences with that. What I like about your book is that you bring out the different ways that we can be impressed by those that have passed over. So many times people, when they lose someone that we say lose, but I just say when their time is up here, really, it's not really a loss, but they're not here physically with us anymore. But when they're gone, and then they have these experiences, and they'll go, gee whiz, I wish I could be in touch with Brother Joe or Lulu Bell Charlie that was such a dear friend. And you go, you know, there's all of these emotions here. And in your book, Hello, Anyone Home, you bring out the point that there's many different ways that those from the other side can let us know, one, that they're all right. Two, that they are trying to reach out to us and give us comfort or to let us know that we're loved and they're loved and so on and so forth. And you talk about smells, physical.
Sure.
Feeling.
I mean, there are certain basic signs. There's a lot of signs that they try to use, but they want to use something that's basic, something that we're going to recognize that's connected to them. And a lot of times, the easiest way for them to contact us is through dreams. So our subconscious is more at ease at that time. It's easier for them to come into us. So if someone has a dream that's very vivid about a loved one that, and they connect that way and they remember it for years and the details, you can pretty much be assured that that's a real contact. But for when you're awake, they like to use sounds. They like to use music, smells, such as, like my dad, when he comes through, I can smell cigar smoke because he used to love cigars. Some people smell flowers like roses. Other people, they'll find objects like coins. They can manipulate electricity with your lights or appliances. So those are some of the, and some people see a certain type of a bird, like someone might see a cardinal in the middle of February sitting on their windowsill, and mom's favorite bird was cardinal, and she had, you know, draperies or glassware with cardinals on it. I mean, that would be a sign that their loved one was trying to say hello to them. So they will try to find something that's very common, but music, sounds, and scents, those seem to be really, really high up on the list.
Yes, they are. I think smells are much more frequent than people are aware of. And I know for me, many, many times, it has been dreams. And as you said, those dreams will be so vivid, you're just totally aware. And they do communicate very effectively, the ones that want to reach us in that way and manner. It's absolutely wonderful. I there are so many stories that people share, and I know you've heard them, you've experienced things, I've heard them, I've experienced things, and there might be those people that when they're listening, they say, well, is this my imagination? How do I know it's not my imagination? I'm just making something up because I want it so desperately. It's just
there
something...
There are certain ways to realize if a sign they're getting is authentic. And one of them is I call it the wow factor. It's like you're thinking about a loved one that's deceased and passed over, and all of a sudden, you know, within like, you know, 15 seconds or something, you turn the radio on and their favorite song is on. Or perhaps you do see that cardinal, or all of a sudden you do smell that perfume aroma in a room that no one's been in, and it was something that your mom or your grandma used. And you say, oh, my God, and it hits you like that. That's a wow moment. And that's something you can really, really bet on, that that's an authentic sign because it's really hitting you emotionally. And that's what they want to do. It's kind of like a, you know, a wake-up call. They want you to be like, wow, kind of stop you in your tracks and say, oh, there is a connection here. Someone is saying hello to me. And so that's one of the big recognitions. And sometimes they're very subtle, but it can still be like, oh, my God. If it makes you think and do a double take, then that's a good chance that it's an authentic sign.
Mm-hmm. Very, very true. Also, physical objects manifesting. I've known of people where pennies or dimes or maybe a certain pen thing disappearing and manifesting in another location. It really is quite amazing.
Hello?
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sivo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Donna Sivo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about the side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep at night because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without the side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want the pain relief without the side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Duane Reade, Quick Check Pharmacies, and Wegmans. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store near you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
While we're waiting to reconnect with Joseph, what I want to do is tell one of the stories that he has in his book, and it was by Maureen. She said she remembers about 1 month after her aunt's death, she was reading a local paper, the Boston Globe. It was a Sunday afternoon, and for some reason she decided she was going to look at the obituaries. And she said it's fascinating to read the obituaries because sometimes they're about famous people or someone's parent from work or school. And she started to read an obituary on the death of a woman, 45 years old, and she was thinking when she read it, my goodness, how young she was when she passed away. And then she wondered why she was doing this. She said, why in the world am I reading about this woman? I don't even know her. And then she moved on out of the obituary to read on about some other news. Thank you. And hello, Joseph, do we have you back?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Okay, great. I was sharing this story about Maureen that you have in your book, reading the obituaries
right.
in the Boston Globe. And something made her, after she had read about this young woman, made her turn the page back to this obituary she'd been reading. But she read the obituary, but she was reading a different column, and she found that it wasn't about the 45-year-old woman. She was reading about a 95-year-old man. And as she was reading about this 95-year-old man, her aunt's name appeared because the man's sister had the same first and last name as her aunt. Also, his mother had the same name as her aunt's mother, and she said she knew this wasn't a coincidence. It was a sign.
Absolutely. I mean, because she had actually gone back to read the obituary on the younger person, and didn't realize that she was reading the wrong column, and the unusual name of her aunt that came through just stopped her right in her tracks.
Joseph, you have a wonderful story in your book, and it's titled Chaos Creates an Angel. And I just thought, this is such a story, we need to share it with the audience. And it was a story by Patty C. Can you share that with us today?
Sure. I don't want to say it's an unusual story because people read about these instances once in a while throughout time about how angels or events are just come out of nowhere to save people's lives. And in this particular story, a woman had flown down to Florida to help her daughter move up to back up to New England. And because the daughter had some problems with medicine and alcohol and some other problems, and the lady had problems getting a car down there because of work and lack of money. But all of a sudden, everything started to unfold, and within 24 hours, she had access to a car, and she had access to money, and she took off and drove down to Florida and met up with her daughter, who was going through a very difficult time. She had just gone through a divorce, and there was other medical problems involved. So they packed her up, and they got in the car, and they started driving home through Florida, and the daughter said, Mom, let me take a drive. You can take a break. And as the traffic on, I think it was 95, one of the major highways, most people go in 75, it's 55 or 65 mile an hour speed limit. They're going 75 or 80, and there are trucks, and the highway's full. And the daughter turns to the mother and says, Mom, I don't feel well. And before she can finish the next sentence, she passes out.
Oh, boy.
So I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yep, so there's a crisis medical condition where this lady had lost consciousness, and she's driving in the middle of the highway with trucks all around her and cars, and immediately the mother goes into panic mode and grabs the steering wheel, but there's nowhere to go. And in a split second, all of a sudden, the cars just parted. Some cars sped up, some cars slowed down, and she was able to move the car from one lane all the way over into a breakdown lane and then off to the side of the road in a matter of seconds, within like 10 or 15 seconds, when, you know, 15 seconds ago, the highway was full of all these cars, and there was no way of moving the car without, smashing into someone else. So it was like the parting of the sea. She said it was like a miracle out of nowhere. She got the car over, and eventually the car slowed down, and they got it off onto the grassy side of the road. And she got out of the car, went over, got the daughter out of the car. A couple people had pulled over at this time. There was a truck driver that had pulled over his rig and started to come walking towards them. And as she was helping the daughter, you know, she was unconscious at this point. She was breathing, but she was unconscious. And she was just a wreck about the daughter and about the fact that, you know, we almost got killed in this car. And she said the truck driver walked up, put his hand on the girl, and looked at the mother and said, "She'll be fine." And Patty said that she had this overwhelming feeling of love and just acceptance at that moment. She couldn't understand it. So the man got up and started walking back to his truck. And at this point, the daughter starts to wake up, and Patty starts to talk to the daughter. And within about 10, 15 seconds, she says, "Oh, I have to get this guy's name," you know, thanking him for stopping with his truck. And truck is a famous for that, for helping people that are stranded on the side of the road or that need help. So she really wanted to thank the guy. So she turned around to thank him, and he was gone, and his truck was gone. Now, you have to remember, this highway was backed up now because there were other cars that had pulled over. So it was almost not bumper to bumper, but it was very congested highway, and there was no way for this guy to disappear in an 18-wheeler in a matter of 15 seconds to get out of sight. And she just knew right then and there that that person that she had met was not a human being, but was actually some type of angel or angelic energy that helped her with her daughter and the whole situation. It's one of those hair-raising experiences, just hearing her tell me that story. And I know there are other people, other listeners, that have had those experiences and or have read about them, the happening. I call them walk-ons, when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you know, there's someone there to help someone out of a burning car or something like that. In this instance, this particular lady, she felt the presence when he was right next to her.
They're wonderful stories, and that was such a fabulous story. And, of course, in your book, Hello, Anyone Home, people will be able to read even more stories. You have a chapter that I think my listeners would be interested in, How Do I Do It? And throughout your book, there's information that's shared with the guides that you work with. How is it that you yourself developed your ability, and what would you recommend for any of my listeners to do so that they know that, one, it's safe, two, that they don't have to be afraid, and three, that their own abilities can develop in their own unique patterning? Share that with us.
Well, I think the first thing, if you're looking for a sign, it's always nice just to ask from your loved one for a sign. That opens up an invitation to allow them to come in and begin the process of putting together a sign that you will recognize. So, you know, just say a prayer or talk to them, invite them in, but do not put any type of constraints on the sign or when you ask. Because some people have a tendency to say, "All right, I want a sign, but I don't want it today because I'm busy and I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks, so can you do it?" You know, you kind of just say, "I would like a sign, Mom or Dad," and then just leave it. And then be willing to accept it once you do see it, and believe that okay, they did try to make contact. That's the main thing. Another thing is for your development, it's very important. Meditation is very, very important. And we know it's important in our physical lives and to release stress, but it's also very important when we deal with the other side and our loved ones that have passed on, because it relaxes our mind. It frees us. It's almost the best way to be in contact with them is almost when you're like daydreaming. A lot of times, because at that point, you've kind of set your conscious mind to the side and you're just free thinking. So that's probably the best analogy that I could give. So, but through meditation, you can get to that state, and then you're able to make contact if you want. There's nothing to be afraid of getting a sign from your loved one. They just want to say hello, that we've made it. We're still in your lives. We're still going to experience all the wonderful celebrations you have, such as births of children, weddings, graduations. We're still going to be there if you want us to be there. And it's all good. So you don't have to be afraid of that. What I basically do is, and I would suggest, is if you want to sit down and try to contact them or develop a skill you have, is just start off with a good foundation, with a few prayers, with whatever culture you're in or whatever religion that you feel secure in. Just ask for the highest and the best. I surround myself with the white light of love and put yourself in a good state of higher being, and that way anything that comes through is going to be of a higher state, and just refuse to accept anything that's of a lower entity, that you will not deal with that. And that's a good foundation. If you just start that practice and know that you're always going to be protected, that there are higher entities and guides around you that will protect you and will help you, then you really don't have anything to fear. And you just have a lot of fun stuff that you can experience. It's going to open up a whole new world. And I think one of the big things is that the reason I wrote this book, at the beginning you said, why did I get into something like this? Because in my mediumship with a lot of clients, a lot of people on the other side say that don't have any regrets, that they regretted taking this chance. They regretted taking that chance. So I decided, I'm saying, I'm not going to let time fly by anymore, and I don't want to have any regrets, so I'm going to walk my path. So that's something else, too. So if people feel like they need to contact people or they want to develop their particular skill or if they just want to sign, do it. We all have fear, but do it anyway. And just, be comforted in the fact that you're not alone. There are loved ones around you. There are protectors around you. And that it can be quite an extraordinary experience trying it and accepting it.
I agree, Joseph. My guest today has been Joseph Higgins. Now, you can find out more about Joseph. His book is called Hello, Anyone Home? And this is a guide on how our deceased loved ones try to contact us through the use of signs, and there's much more information than that in the book. It is so down-to-earth and so comfortable a read that for those of you that are wanting to explore your own capabilities, by golly, I think you'd find this a wonderful, wonderful book to have in your library and a tool to use to help you develop your own skills. Now, go to Joseph's website. It's Joseph M, like Mary, Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S. That's josephmhiggins.com. And I think that you will find the information there fascinating. Check out his book. It's always important to read, to learn, to grow, to develop, because as you do, well, you might find your own experiences expanding in some phenomenal ways. Joseph, thank you so much for being with me today. Continue your work, and it's been a pleasure having you as a guest.
Thank you so much, Donna.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. Don't go away. I've got more good things to share with you. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me. Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them? Then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Welcome back. Telephone number, toll free, if you'd like to call in and chat with me, I'd be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a call at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. If you're a first-time listener, all you need to do is give me your first name or initial, and then I will tell you what I perceive, and then you're welcome to ask me a question about anything that you are concerned about. I had said on one of my shows that I wanted to share some information with you regarding a centuries-old item. It's called kombucha. Have you ever heard of it? K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A. Well, the reason I wanted to share it with you is because I have a friend who has been using this kombucha tea. It's also called Kargasak mushroom tea. In fact, if you go on the internet and you type in mushroom tea, Wikipedia will pop up with this huge amount of information. Now, it's not a mushroom. And what's interesting, it does not grow in nature. And nobody knows its exact origin. And I just found this so amazing. So when my friend John told me about it, and he has been using this kombucha tea for 20 years, and I said, well, why are you using it? What is the value of it? And he said, well, it's considered an elixir for health. And so he gave me a bunch of information, and I would like to share it with you because I think anytime we can learn about something that is going to be beneficial to us physiologically so we can enjoy wellness, I think it is a good thing. Now, apparently the first recorded use of kombucha, which is called KMT by many people, it was during the Chinese Empire of the Qin Dynasty in 221 B.C., so who knows how long it's been around. It was called then the elixir for immortality or the divine Xi. And they said it was really meant to help you promote good health. Now, in 414 A.D., there was a Dr. Kombu, K-O-M-B-U. He was a Korean healer. He introduced it to Japan during the reign of Emperor Enkyo. And it became, after that, extremely popular. It was then introduced into Russia and to India. Now, this is what it is, and I have two units growing in my kitchen. It's fascinating to watch. This kombucha mushroom, now remember, it's not a mushroom, but it reminds you of how mushroom grows. If ever you've watched a mushroom, sometimes mushrooms will grow so fast, it's like within 24 hours. You can literally watch it grow in front of your eyes. It's amazing. Mushrooms are just amazing things. But this, and we'll use the abbreviation of KM, consists of a thick gelatinous skin that is a symbiosis of yeast cells and different kinds of bacteria. And there's just a whole list of these bacteria. I'm not going to mention them. Now, what happens with this is that this gelatinous substance produces glucuronic acid, L-lactic acid, acetic acid, B vitamins, and this has been verified by research. What B vitamins? B1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 9, 12, and 15. What it does, it transforms sugar and tea into enzymes that the body can use. It builds important polysaccharides, different types of acids, which is very important for the health and wellness of connective tissues, cartilage, eye tissue, benefits for the colon, goes on and on and on. It's a natural antibiotic, antiviral, inhibits the growth of candida yeast. There's just so many facts about this. And one of the most amazing is if you have this in your diet, if it's just a part of your food program, cancer cells can't survive in the body. Absolutely amazing. It is a phenomenal thing. And I know John said that his hair has gotten thicker. And this is a man who is in his 60s, and he said, I have energy, I don't get fatigued, and he said, it's a regular part of my diet, has been for years, and he said, I just don't get sick. So I wanted to share this with you, because you can go online and you can get a starter. I was gifted a starter by my friend John, and I am telling you, it is absolutely amazing to watch. And what the recipe is for, you need a 5-quart glass or ceramic bowl. You need to have a round top opening that's the size of a salad plate, or, you know, sometimes you can get a bigger dinner plate. And you bring 4 quarts of water. You mix it with 1.5 to 1.75 cups of sugar. You bring that to a boil, and you only use white sugar, no other kind of sugar. And then you will take that boiling water and sugar mixture, you turn the heat off as soon as it gets to a boil, and you add in, I put in 12 black tea bags, cheapest black tea you can find. Put it in there. You use only black or green caffeinated tea. You don't use the decaffeinated. You use the real stuff, black or green caffeinated tea. And then you just leave them alone. I just give it a quick stir and leave the pot alone until it comes down to room temperature. It's just neutral. And then I put in the starter, and with John, he gave me a starter section that had some kombucha already with it. So that was part of the starter. Or you can order starter online, and then you just leave it alone. You cover the opening of your glass holding jar. You cover that opening with a towel so it can breathe, but then nothing, you know, bugs and things won't go into it. So it's just amazing. And you watch this gelatinous substance come to life. And when I first put the tea in, it will be just black as pitch. And by the time it is processed at the end of 14 to 20 days, depending on how you want it to stay, and the longer it stays, the stronger it gets. It tastes like an apple cider vinegar. And you can dilute it with water or juice if you want. But it is absolutely amazing what happens. And you watch it. You see this life that is transforming this very, very black tea into like a golden color. So it's a phenomenal phenomenal thing, and it is something you can research. And I wanted to share it with you because I think that you can do something for yourself. It's inexpensive, and it's going to benefit you tremendously. So check it out. And it's called Kombucha Mushroom Tea, K-O-M-B-U-C-H-A, Mushroom Tea, K-M-T. It's abbreviation. But I want to share that with you today. I promised that I would. And I'm finding that there are so many things that people have known about for a long time that create a harmony in the body for wellness. And by golly, that's important. If you've ever had a loved one going in for medical care, you know how expensive that care can be. So why not be proactive? Check this out. Check it out on the web. And maybe try it for yourself. We love it in the SIBO household. It really is a very good thing to have, and we've already shared some of our starter with friends, and they're doing the same thing for themselves. And they're saying, wow, we are really amazed by what we're observing and how it tastes. But again, you can dilute it with water or juice and drink it down, but it's far better than seeing a doctor on a regular basis. Work with your wellness. It really makes a difference. Donna SIBO here. Telephone lines are open. If you'd like to give me a buzz, 888-627-6008. Now, tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Scott Hammond, Lessons of the Lost. We're going to be discussing with him. This is about search and rescue. But it's more than just search and rescue with dogs. You're going to find that Scott has really, he's just going to give us some amazing information. And then, why bother, Peter Balagas is going to be my guest. We're going to find out why you should bother about certain things because it does make a difference. Those are the guests coming up, and check out on my website, DelphiInternational.com, other points of information about what you are going to have coming up on the Donna SIBO Show. By the way, I wanted to let you know something. I was talking to you about the kombucha tea. Do you know that the acids in vinegar, which this many times tastes like an apple cider vinegar, that it acts as a blood purifier and helps to detoxify the body. And it is also, and this is like with apple cider vinegar, and this is, there was an old book written a long, long time ago that I remember someone telling me about, and it was folk medicine. And this fellow back in New England wrote about the benefits of apple cider vinegar. And it acts as a fat burner. It helps the body break down and utilize the fat in the body more efficiently. Amazing stuff. And I think it was Anne Louise Gittleman, G-I-T-T-L-E-M-A-N, who really introduced this concept a long, long time ago. In fact, you can go to her website, annelouise.com. And you can find out all kinds of information on the aspects of apple cider vinegar. Well, the kombucha tea tastes a lot like apple cider vinegar. Really interesting stuff. So anyway, we're going to take a break for a moment. When we come back, I'm going to have a special story to share. And, yes, I will share that recipe for the steak and whiskey butter. Yeah, I'm going to share that with you in just a bit. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had a friend tell you about a product they really believed in? Hi, this is Donna SIBO. Toprosin is a homeopathic cream that is just fabulous. I use it and my friends use it for relief of painful discomfort such as aching muscles and sore feet. Odorless, non-greasy, it is a product that belongs in everyone's medicine cabinet and first aid kit. Check out www.toprosin.com. That's T-O-P-R-I-C-I-N, and find out more information. You can order Toprosin online or call 800-959-1007. That's 800-959-1007. Be sure to give them the code DS30, and you'll receive a 30% discount. Toprosin, non-toxic, safe for children, too. This is a product that really works. Try it. I think you'll like it.
Do you have children between the ages of 3 to 10? Do you love children's books and collect them?
then you'll want to know about God's Kiss, the award-winning illustrated children's book that has been enjoyed by families around the world. 15 beautiful illustrations by Pacific Northwest artist Ed Gedrose accompany this lovely story about a little boy named Johnny that will capture your heart and mind in a very special way. Multicultural and non-denominational in content, it will become a family favorite that you and your children will want to read again and again. This book is available by itself through Amazon, or if you contact me, Donna Sebo, directly, you can get a personalized signed copy. There is also a talking book. You can order the talking book CD by contacting me via email, donna@delphiinternational.com, or by calling 253-582-5604. You can also visit my website, delphiinternational.com, to see more details. God's Kiss is a family classic that belongs in everyone's library. Get your copy now.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 888-627-6008. Okay, I promised this to you yesterday. I ran out of time, but I'm going to do it today. Cowboy T-bones with whiskey butter. Okay, you may not be a beef eater, but if you know people that love barbecue, really enjoy this. Now, you could also fix this with the broiler. But I wanted to give you the ingredients first. So if you got a pad of paper and a pen, then let's go for it. Now, you're going to need a cup of unsalted butter. And the butter should be at room temperature. That's no big deal. You just need a cup of that. And then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of finely chopped fresh parsley. Fresh is important. You don't want to use dried here. You need 1 tablespoon of finely diced shallots. If you don't have shallots, just use regular onion. You need 4 teaspoons of whiskey or bourbon, whatever's your favorite. If you have a favorite, if you don't drink this stuff like me, just trust. You're just only going to need 4 teaspoons. 1 teaspoon of Dijon mustard and a pinch of kosher salt. Now, for the T-bones, this is the ingredient for the T-bones. You're going to need 1 tablespoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, 1 teaspoon of freshly ground pepper, 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, 1 teaspoon of finely ground coffee beans. That surprised you, didn't it? Okay, let me repeat those ingredients. 1 tablespoon of kosher salt. Now, 1 teaspoon of each. Paprika, garlic powder, freshly ground pepper, dried thyme, finely ground coffee beans. That's right. Now, also you're going to need 4 T-bone steaks. Of course, they're going to be, T-bones are pretty good size. And about 10 ounces each, and 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and you may want a little vegetable oil on the side, depending on what your preference is. Now, the whiskey butter. This is what you do with the whiskey butter. You take a mixer, your electric mixer, on a medium-low speed. You're going to beat the butter until it's fluffy. So if you have one of those whisk units on your mixer, really good. That'll really make it even lighter. Then you put in your parsley, your onions, your shallots or your onions, your whiskey, your mustard, and your salt. And you want to mix it until it's really well combined. Then you're going to take, and you want to take that butter mixer, you want to make it a mixture, you want to make it into a log, and a piece of parchment paper or wax paper works well for this. And you want to fold the paper over itself, and you want to shape it into a cylinder about 1.5 inches wide. And then you want to twist the edges of your wax paper or your parchment paper, and then you put it in the freezer. Now, the freezer, you want to leave it in there for about 20 minutes. When you are ready to serve, when you think you're going to be ready to cook, you want to then, after you've frozen this so that it's in a good solid form, then you put it in the refrigerator. Now, your T-bones, you want to whisk together your salt, your paprika, your garlic powder, your pepper, your thyme, your coffee grounds. You want to mix that real quickly. And then you season both sides of your steak with the mixture. And you want this on a platter. And you want to marinate at room temperature for 30 minutes. Just want to let those seasonings work their way into the meat. And you want to drizzle some olive oil over the top of your steak. Now, your grill, you can also do this with a broiler. Your grill should be at a medium-high heat. And if you have a lid on your grill, you want to close that lid for about 8 to 10 minutes. And then, use some oil on your grill so your steaks won't stick. Put your steaks on the grill, close the lid, you cook it, It's 4 to 6 minutes per side for medium rare, or 5 to 7 minutes per side for medium. And you want to remove the steaks from your heat, and you want to let them rest. So all of those meat juices are going to be right where they should be. And then you want to serve the steak with a slice of your whiskey butter on top. And the leftover butter you could use for potatoes or whatever you like, for your corn, whatever it is that you want to use. It's going to give a little bit of a different flavor than what people have been accustomed to. And if you really find someone that just doesn't want to have that slight flavor of the whiskey, all you need to do is eliminate that from your ingredients. You're still going to have a delicious butter mixture. But what a delicious flavoring. And on the grill, you're going to have everybody salivating. I would say this might work well. Also, the seasonings for, you might want to try it. The seasonings like we've used with the steak, you might want to try it with some pork, see if that would be something that would be you something you would enjoy. It's always fun to work with different flavors and mixtures of herbs. Just so much fun to experiment. But that one, I'll tell you, the guys in our household, when they come around to have a piece of meat, that is something they really, really enjoy, is the grilled steaks. There's just something about grilling. And I don't know why, but guys seem to do such a good job with that. I just think it's the caveman part of the male persona. They really are good at grilling. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to give me a buzz, 888-627-6008 is the telephone number to call into. Now, I know that we're just about out of time, and I had some wonderful stories that I wanted to share with you, and I don't know that that is going to be possible for me to do today. But I wanted to just share a thought with you quickly. My guest today was talking about experiences that people have. And I have heard so many stories from different people throughout the years. And I'll never forget one. He mentioned, my guest did, Joseph Higgins, about how smells can affect you. And I'll never forget being in a woman's home. And she was talking about how when she would go into a certain room in her house, this fragrance of roses would just fill the room. And she said it was absolutely wonderful. And she couldn't figure out why it would happen. So in our conversation, in our discussion, I found out that that was her mother's favorite flower. And that every time that she went into that room, there were certain pieces of furniture that she had inherited that belonged to her mother. But this was her mother's way of letting her know how much she appreciated the care that she had given to those things that she herself had loved. And I can remember our conversations about this and how much it meant to this woman to understand that this delicious fragrance of roses was her mother's way of telling her thank you and also that she loved her. And she herself decided to develop her own, you might say, mediumship talents and capabilities. Don't be afraid of exploring those things that are in your life. Remember, people that love you, no matter where they are, no matter what experience they may be living at this time. They will always be able to let you know in one way or another how they really are sort of looking after you. And by the way, if you have kids that are around you that talk about people that they see, don't ignore them. Because children many times don't have the veil of what I call distortion that so many times as adults we have. Realize that they are seeing what maybe we could see at one time, but we've learned not to. This is Donna Sebo. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Join me tomorrow. We'll be talking about search and rescue and sharing some wonderful stories about real life happenings. This is Donna. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.